Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. And in Career 360, job seekers owning demonstrable experience with data might soon overtake those with data science degrees when it comes to the candidates global enterprises are seeking. This according to a major survey of global business decision makers commissioned by data and analytics firm Click on behalf of the Data Literacy Project. Now, almost two-thirds of both global and APAC enterprises surveyed ranked prior job experience or a case study interview as the top indicator of a candidate's data literacy.
And by contrast, only 18% globally and 15% in APAC viewed a bachelor or master degree in science, let alone data science, or even a doctorate degree as its primary consideration when hiring. So what do these findings mean for job seekers? And does this mean degrees no longer hold a sway or are important?
Uh-oh. We find out from Suganthi Shivkumar, Managing Director for ASEAN at Click, as the trend seems toward global enterprises hiring practical skills over degrees. Dun, dun, dun. So, Suganthi, thanks for joining us today. Tell us more about the survey findings and what this means for individuals, job seekers, that is.
Firstly, thanks for having me here, and a very good evening to both of you. Well, put simply, data is the new language of business, right? And what makes us proficient when we learn a new language? It's simply practice, practice, and more practice. So that underpins what this survey actually reveals to us. It really tells us that genuine, demonstrable practitioner skills in data is the new passport to employability.
But one would suspect if you are a data science degree holder, you'd have been practicing the language. You are data literate. No?
So that's a good starting point, right? But what companies are demanding today is beyond just an academic view or even a PhD to the data sciences. They actually want people with what we call data literacy skills. And what does this mean in simple words? It's the ability to read, understand, analyze, interrogate, argue, and communicate data.
Right.
So unless you practice this over and over again, you may be able to read and understand the data, but you may not be have mastery over the entire range of skills that I talked about, which actually means you're data literate.
So the interpretation of data as well.
And the curiosity behind it. So if I'm presented that it's going to be 2 degrees in Singapore today, reading that data is one thing, but being able to interrogate with a certain level of curiosity till I get to the bottom of it and convince myself and then be able to tell a compelling data story to everyone else that I lead or influence, that's the practitioner view.
I see.
So it's like the who, what, when, where, how of the 2 degrees in Singapore piece of data.
And we live in the era of fake news.
But what are some challenges that companies and also individuals face in their data literacy journey?
So I think a common thing is people would say, hey, we live in a world inundated with data. But which of this data or what part of this data is relevant to me? So I think that's a major challenge. To identify the objective, what are you trying to get at? And then taking just the data that you need, and of course, within the full framework of data governance, so people who are authorized to see that data have access to that data. And on the other hand, we talk about data democratization, which means is
everyone has access.
Correct.
Or should everyone have access?
Should everyone have access to the data that they need to do their work more effectively as a data literate person in the workforce, right? So availability of data is one big challenge. The proliferation of data literacy skills in that full spectrum of skills that I talked about earlier, right from reading, analyzing, understanding, to arguing and interrogating and even communicating that data. And I think the third one is a lot of people suffer in the organizations that do not incentivize or reward a data-driven approach.
Mm.
So if, for instance, I work in a company that has this culture, every meeting starts with a data story or a data point, then I'm likely to be more motivated to be more data literate. So these are the common challenges that we face: the culture, the availability of data and the democratization of data, and the whole framework within which the data literacy skills can actually proliferate.
Suganthi, before we ask you how companies are trying to raise data literacy levels amongst their employees, are we at a stage where it is an imperative to be able to read data, to be literate for that whole spectrum that you described earlier?
So if you think of demonstrable, good, and even superior data literacy skills, it's almost becoming an imperative to not just securing your employment, but to being highly re-employable. So to that extent, the answer would be an absolute yes. Right?
So then it is also then not just an employee's responsibility. The companies need to also come into play and help their employees become more data literate then.
Absolutely. The onus is on the individual to hone their individual data literacy skills.
Right.
And that starts with awareness and putting yourself on a path of a lifelong learner when it comes to this data literacy journey. And the company also has to provide that environment that promotes this journey and facilitates that journey.
Yeah, if not, what's the point? Almost, yeah.
Are you able to share some tips on what businesses or individuals can do to kind of get started on their data literacy journeys?
Sure. So organizations like ourselves at Click, we are actually very passionate about this, and we believe that one of the rallying causes that we drive globally is to create a more data brilliant world. So we have created an online living, breathing community called the dataliteracyproject.org, and that community is a very rich community of academia, of vendors, of practitioners, and of clients with very inspiring data-driven transformational stories, right? So we create this platform, we provide it almost free to the rest of the world because we run a lot of assets on this platform that you can help yourselves to. So we've increased our course offerings to 20 virtually free courses that range between 15 minutes to 120 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a free assessment there where you can go and knock yourselves out and see what sort of data persona you have. We've also introduced the first
and level of literacy as well, I'm sure.
Yeah,
the ranging level of from beginner to expert.
Right.
Okay.
And the pathway to get to the next level, right? And we've also introduced the first of its kind certification programs on this platform, which are absolutely free. So a motivated...
Oddly enough, since we were just talking about how degrees don't seem to matter anymore
right.
in this regard, where it's demonstrable skill that needs to be more attained, so to speak, right, Suganthi?
Correct. So by reading those inspiring stories while we're going through the material on that website, users would get extremely inspired to try out what they are enriching themselves with. And that gives that practitioner approach.
Do you think you could tell perhaps Bernard and myself, who are radio presenters, how data literacy might help us?
So even viewership or the popularity analysis of the various segments that you present would be great analysis for you to understand who is my target audience, what should I say on these, what is, you know, whether readership is being driven by or viewership is being driven by or your radio audiences are engaged, and then present really striking news in those segments.
And what else do you think can be done to kind of upskill Singapore's workforce across all the different age groups?
So are you seeing perhaps millennials being more data literate, for example? Fuddy-duddies like Bernard and myself in the Gen X bracket resisting it a little bit more. Do you have findings on this?
Right. So last year we did a very comprehensive study around data literacy levels. And one of the striking things was that although millennials are born and live and thrive in the digital environment with toys and everything that is so digital, it was one in five that had confidence around data. And that's a worrying trend.
That's a small percentage.
Absolutely.
Relatively.
What and about? 9 out of 10 university graduates in Singapore were not confident of telling a compelling data story despite, you know, those 15 years of education.
Right.
So those are slightly worrying trends, although Singapore emerged as the most data literate nation in the world. So, but I think the Singapore government is definitely undertaking lots of initiatives. Right on the back of PM Lee's NDP rally speech, you already see the public sector rolling out more programs to prepare workers for longer careers, right? And a lot of these include curriculum around digital literacy and change agility, for instance. So new themes are coming up. Click, for instance, partners with the NTUC Learning Hub to upskill Singaporeans. We also partner with GovTech to roll out data literacy workshops to the public service officers here in Singapore. So a lot is being done. A lot more can continue to be done.
Take-up is also an issue too, I'm sure. And Click's hoping to achieve this mission of data literate world, isn't it? That's lofty, hard to reach, I'm reckoning. How are you on this journey at this point?
So we measure our success by the number of people who come into that living, breathing community I talked about, the dataliteracyproject.org, and that's a very encouraging sign. And Asia has a very knowledge-based culture. So a lot of people want to latch on to any wealth of knowledge that they can find out there. And data is much talked about. It's very hot and it's very cool. So we see a lot of Asian learners very keenly embracing the material that we put on that website and taking certifications and so forth.
Wish we had more time. Suganthi Shivkumar is Managing Director for ASEAN at Click, all about data literacy today. Suganthi, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.